time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 10th. Man, we're almost halfway through the darn month already. Holidays today, real quick. It's Umbrella Day. If you're Rihanna, No, it's actually Happy Umbrella Day. I'm going to do a shout out. Happy birthday to, I don't know, has she been elected into the WWE Hall of Fame yet, Victoria?
No, I don't think she has.
No, well, today's her birthday, and I'm not going to give her age because I'm a gentleman. But I usually do it anyways, but I didn't write it down, so I'm definitely forcing myself not to give it. But happy birthday, Victoria. Maybe she, I think this is the year she's going in, actually. Danger Boy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is this the year that Victoria goes into the Hall of Fame?
I don't remember who the woman on tap was.
I think it might be her, because last year it was Beth Phoenix. And, well, we'll see.
But I say it was Ivory this year.
Oh, that's right, yeah, Ivory.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, Ivory. So we got Ivory. Okay, never mind. Happy birthday to future Hall of Famer Victoria. She will be in eventually. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Light, Empire Culver. Don't forget to join us tonight for UFC 221 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. There's never a cover charge to go see UFCs at Salvatore's. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight, February. And listen, you're going to want to go outside in this stuff tonight, that late 10 o'clock. You know, it's like you want to go out and you want to, you know, see some action. Come on out to Salvatore's at the Garage Door, Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 221. Cannot wait. Bunch of good ones all coming up in a row. Another thing, hey, interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Or you can join my men's team, the Flower City Fair. Not my men's team, but team that I play with, the Flower City Fair. I'm the Cash Man. Good morning. We are joined today by DC Dan Cole. Good morning.
Good morning.
And to his radio left, to my radio right, it's the Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And we have special in-studio guests this morning, UPW champion Nick Ando, the captain.
How's it going, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
We got a lot of stuff to plug today, and you know, we really do. We have a UPW show tonight, but right off the bat, I'm going to go to the phones. We're going to talk to Punisher Van Slyke here. Punisher Van Slyke is joining us because he's got a show a week from today in Syracuse. It's a freebie. Can you tell us a little bit about the show, Pun? Whoops, got to turn him on. There you are, buddy. Go ahead. What was it? Sorry. Brute. I know. I don't want to get old school. I don't want to mess with a brute. Go ahead, bro.
All right. Well, the showcase event is actually 2 weeks from today. It's on the 24th of February. It's taking place in Syracuse, New York at the Institute of Professional Wrestling. What it is, it's a live showcase event taping. We're going to have a bunch of free matches there. It's open to the public. We're going to record all of them. We're going to throw it online. But we welcome as many people as we can fit into the building to come and watch the show.
Very cool. So how did the show come about? Because it's a free show. Any fan who wants to come in and check it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no charge for admission. It's, you know, first come, first serve for seating. Basically what happened is we're trying to create, like, our own territory in Central New York. And we're starting out small here by doing the showcase event, having a bunch of local talent from elsewhere, like Pennsylvania. We've been talking to people from Albany and Buffalo. People are going to come down. We're going to put on these small events. Like I said, we're going to record them and put them online. Some of them will be live streamed. And while we're doing all this, we're just welcoming the public to come in, sit down and watch a free night of pro wrestling. We're working together with the Institute of Professional Wrestling and the 607 Strong Academy in Binghamton, which is the Excite School. So there'll be a bunch of students coming up, and there'll be a bunch of local talent looking for more exposure and more experience in the ring.
That's cool. So people can watch this, you know, online for free, or be there, and it's in Syracuse at the Syracuse Mall, right?
Yeah, the first one is going to be at, like I said, the Institute of Professional Wrestling. That's located in Shoppingtown Mall in DeWitt, right in the Sears Wing. This one's going to be recorded, so this one will be taped and eventually put online, hopefully not too long after. When we will be doing some showcase events at the school in Binghamton, which is located now at the American Legion, where Excite holds all most of their events, and 2CW used to as well. When we do them there, we'll be able to live stream those right on Twitch.
Cool. And that seems like it's kind of the thing that's happening now in the world of wrestling, that they've embraced Twitch, you know, seen it from a lot of different other, you know, a lot of other companies trying that out. And so far it's been pretty successful.
Yeah, it's definitely a new avenue out there that's kind of replaced the old internet pay-per-view trend. You know, one of the reasons behind this is we've all noticed that there's been a change in independent wrestling. It seems like, for better or worse, depending on how you feel about it, with all the major indie stars, you know, signing contract places, the independent wrestling scene has really changed. I'm not saying that, you know, there's definitely a lot of really good places to work these days, but it's really becoming a more localized, local talent, you know, almost kind of reverting back to the territory days. That's just kind of how I see it. So this is something we want to do to help give local people more of a chance with something local around to count on every month. We're not looking to, you know, break down any doors or make any enemies or anything. We're looking to work with everybody else who's around and just have a date, so when people local are looking for that ring time, that ring experience, that exposure, work in front of a crowd, we'll be able to present something for everybody.
That's cool. Now, is there any set matches for this in 2 weeks here in Syracuse?
There are some set matches. Right now, we've announced our first one, so don't want to spoil the rest of them before they're announced. They did just announce the main event, which will be myself taking on IOPW trainer, co-trainer, Spring Hits head trainer, but I'll be taking on Isis FX, and there will be more matches announced soon, and there'll be some matches that'll happen day of show.
Very cool. So that's 2 weeks from today, and it's a free show. You can find the event link on the Pain Clinic website. Pain Clinic Facebook page. Thank you so much for coming on, buddy, and good luck with that.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. 222-1280, star 1280. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. We've got, but we have UPW show tonight, too, and we're going to talk with Nick, the champ who had to freaking go through the Merge pay-per-view still to be champion. What was that like, that you know, the merge show? You guys, you know, merged UPW with what was the Kayfabe Dojo Wrestling?
Yeah, KDW.
So KDW. So that was like a huge event. I mean, you got two companies clashing. Was it a lot of fun? Was it or was it tedious? A long show? How'd it go?
It wasn't tedious by any means, but no, it was fun. That night I took on former champion Matic, as well as Jay Freddy, coming in from Syracuse. So it was a good show. We had more pretty much setting things up for the future, really, if anything. It wasn't so much closure to one company as much as setting things up to see where we go over the next year or so in UPW.
Cool, and I assume that all those young lions from KDW there, all of them, you know, they had something to prove too on this show, and weren't gonna let it merge without them having some say in this, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, definitely, and that's kind of the whole point of it, is to not necessarily throw those guys into the fire, but you know, it's time for them to either step up or step aside. Kind of, they gotta earn their spots around here, so. No more easy platform for them. If they want to perform with us, they got to keep up with us. You know,
very cool. So, and the show is tonight is at Pineapple Jack's. That's 485 Spencerport Road. The door does open at 5:30. I think bell time's at 6.
Yep.
And there's still some great seats available, and there's like some great matches. We're going to go through and talk a little bit about it. I didn't even introduce my cast. Did I talk to you guys already? I did.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I got quiet all of in here all of
he
a sudden.
He can't remember that he introduced us.
I'm sorry.
People's names wrong. I think it's time to have the discussion.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it's been 20 years, so...
Yeah, it's true. It'll be 20 years in November we've been doing this on the radio. Maybe it's just burning
it's
on...
It's Legends House now.
No. But, we got plenty of time to talk, promote this show, but there's a lot of stuff that happened this past week. And you know what's really cool? And I don't know if you saw this, but Mohawk, the movie with Luke Harper, someone we kind of know around here, right?
Yeah, I've met him a couple times.
Yeah. It's coming out March 2nd, I guess. It's going to be distributed under a few movie theaters as well.
They have actual local theaters that are going
to
be.
Yeah, there's a handful of them, I guess. It's going to go to, HD digital and video on demand sites. But it will be technically released. It's kind of like how the WWE does with their movies, how
they
like
smaller films.
Yeah, they have eight sites that they show it, and then it's released. And so that's pretty cool. I didn't think we were going to get a release date because I remember it was about a year ago that they were shopping this at all the giant.
Yeah, it went around for a little bit.
Yeah, Danger Boy.
The trailer's online too. You can watch that on YouTube and stuff like that. I remember seeing it like 2 weeks ago, and it actually looks pretty good.
Luke Harper in like a red coat, he's in a uniform during it. It's an interesting. It definitely sounds like a pretty cool movie because, you know, it's like it's like the history of America, taking the land
into a horror film.
Yeah, it turns into a horror film. You know, I'm sure there's probably some incredible deaths, but that's really cool that we finally get to see John Huber as he's named in the movie. Credits.
I believe it might be Jonathan.
Jonathan
it's
Huber.
It's even more formal.
Oh my gosh. Lucas. So I'm sure, I know he was at a big premiere in Montreal not too long ago and everything. So that's really, really cool. I'm really super excited for that. But this is just a lot of news and things and going around this week. And one last, we're going to do one little piece of news and we're going to come back and talk with Nick Ando a little bit. But one other news is apparently, and Danny, we were kind of talking about this a little bit on texting. There's probably some heat between some former announcers from Monday Night Raw. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but if Booker T has a radio show in Houston, and that's why Booker T has always been available to come on with us, is he does his own radio show, much like this, except that he works in the business. So it's like, you know, but he came out on his radio show last weekend and talked about how if he ever met Corey Graves in maybe, say, a dark alley outside of an event or not near a WWE anything, that he might have some few words to say with him and maybe some action with his hands. What did you think about that, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, to fill people in that didn't hear, Booker T is kind of holding a grudge against Corey Graves. He believes that Corey is to blame for the shift in getting Booker T off the announce team, which, of course, it probably had nothing to do with his questionable announcing skills, because that's not important for business.
Yeah.
But basically, Booker said, I blame Corey Graves. I kind of think he had something to do with this, and now he's affecting my money. So, yeah, if I ever run into Corey Graves, I could,
And Corey Graves,
lay hands on him.
Corey Graves kind of, he kind of threw up a tweet that said, he quoted like an ancient warlord.
He quoted Art of War.
The Art of War, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and then he closed it in parentheses. This is exactly what you think it is.
Yeah, so he's a smart man. I mean, when he used to be around here. And if, guys, if you don't know, if you've ever, I think it was UPW was the company too that Corey Graves, Sterling James Keenan used to be around here all the time. I sat with him. Actually, we went to an after party after a USA the arena on Ridge Road. There was down the street. There's a little. I think it's. I can't remember the name of the bar, but we walked in and I was with him and a couple other guys, and there was a dart tournament going on. All of a sudden, fists start flying because these guys are fighting over darts as we're trying to find a seat to sit down and eat. And it's like, it's a real narrow bar, so there's not a lot of room when things start going. And it was just, I was like, wow. And then he looked at me, he goes, are they fighting over darts? And I said, Apparently so. But he was really cool. I sat down with him for, and he had long hair back then. That's back when he was trying to get in with ECW. He was supposed to be the original vampire with, what was the girl's name?
With Ariel and Kevin Thorne.
Yeah, and Kevin Thorne wasn't the original guy. It was supposed to be him. And then that's what he was telling me. He said that they had set it up, and then all of a sudden they changed it at the last minute and made Kevin Thorne. Kevin Thorne had a problem with a lot of characters, apparently. But, you know, and really cool guy. And it's like, I can't imagine he would do anything. Besides the fact that him and Booker T would, you know, have little, you know, little back and forth during the game, during the shows.
There's a lot of talk that this is just being, that there was some little heat between them because of that stuff, but that this is just being trumped up. And Booker's a smart guy. You know, like, they wouldn't have him back to do things if he was going to physically harm somebody.
No.
So,
you know, Vince would say, you guys better step aside and talk or
something. There's a lot of talk that he's actually just sitting there and trying to trump up Corey as more of a heel because he's the heel announcer.
Yeah, true. I mean, but he's more now, but it's like he still picks bad guys he dislikes, though. But Danny?
I mean, I can't be mad at him. He's my hero for getting Booker off the announce team. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm
Shucky ducky.
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay with everything that has transpired on that announce team so far.
Are you guys familiar with the interview that Corey Graves did with Edge and Christian before the Royal Rumble weekend, the podcast
that
he did?
Yeah, I listened to it.
So he brought up a little bit of a back and forth and brought up some questionable Booker T calls and how it's sometimes difficult to work with him. And that was just a couple days before the Royal Rumble. But I also heard that this is them just kind of having fun and milking the internet crowd a little bit and egging them on.
And probably helping Booker T's radio show because apparently they're supposed to be on it. I think right now,
today,
as we're talking right now, I believe his show is on Saturday mornings in Houston.
Well, you got to remember, Booker T was never supposed to be the original full-time announcer. It was supposed to be David Otunga.
Yeah.
And Booker T filled in because Otunga had movie stuff and then it just spiraled downhill from there.
Yeah. And then his wife.
Downhill. It's still a gradual step up, though,
yeah,
from David Otunga to Booker T.
I mean, David Otunga's career spiraled downhill.
Yeah. Well,
false accusations and everything.
He's married.
Not for long. Yeah. Booker T's married. We know Charmel, but I would say David Otunga and Jennifer Hudson are done. So then that's kind of why he hasn't been back yet, because she has an order of protection against him. And
no,
that,
she dropped it.
Oh, did she? I was going to say that makes
He's been back doing the pre-shows.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go to break on that. We're going to come back and talk with UPW champion Nick Ando on the flip side. Talk about his match tonight with Matic. It's a rematch. From the Merge show, which was last month. And we're going to talk about that and talk about, you know, UPW and being back, Pineapple Jacks. So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening. Oh, by the way, you want to call 222-1280, star 1280? Give us a call. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We have a very special guest. His name, ladies and gentlemen, well, you used to know him as Rockstar Spud, but he has a new name, Drake Maverick, and he is our general manager of 205 Live. Welcome. New name, new future for 205 Live.
Michael, if you'd have told me as a young man growing up that I'd be sitting at this table with you on Monday Night Raw, I'd have thought you were crazy, but I'm here representing the Cruiserweights, and I am here to represent the most exciting show on the WWE Network as its general manager, 205 Live.
And we get a taste of it now with Tony Nese and Mustafa Ali.
Next week on the Pain Clinic, we have some tickets to give away. That's right, for Jackpot Live Wrestling. It's inside the Paddock Room Event Center at Batavia Downs on February 24th. Doors open at 5 p.m., 6 p.m. bell time. Who's going to be there? Who's going to be there? You want to know who's going to be there? Al Snow is going to be there, as well as Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart. That's Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, the Paddock Room Event Center. You can get tickets at bataviaconcerts.com. $10 general admission, $5 for children 10 and under. Ringside seats are sold out already. Adult tickets can be redeemed for $10 in free play by taking it to the Players Club. Concessions will be available. Come check it out. February 24th at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. And we'll be giving tickets away for that next week here on the Pain Clinic.
I'm the only woman in that locker room that does not fear you. I'm the only one in that locker room that you can't beat. I'm gonna mess your pretty little face up so bad that you're going to be wearing that mask permanently. And when I'm done with you, you're not going to be the Empress of tomorrow. You're going to be the Empress of yesterday.
This is Booker T, formerly from Harlem Heat, coming to you from the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Now, can you dig that?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Booker, friend of the show. Maybe not anymore. Welcome back. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined by DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy. That's right, UPW heavyweight champ Nick Ando's with us. And I'm the Cashman. I want to let you know, after you're done with the UPW show tonight, come on out to Salvatore's at the garage door. Check out UFC 221. That's right. And at Salvatore Saloon out in Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door. UFC 221. The card that's been mixed, mashed, and who knows what we're going to get out of it. But usually when I expect...
Not a title fight now.
What? There's a title fight?
No, Romero missed weight.
Oh, you are kidding me.
He missed it by 3.5 pounds. Man.
Oh, yikes.
Well, you, 188.
I will say I was watching last weekend, and our friend Des Green, who graduated from Rush Henrietta, Russ fought on the Brazil card. And the guy who he took on missed weight by 5 pounds at the weigh-ins. And then the next day he had to be under 171, and he was at 180. And he still fought. And what I heard was that...
paid?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is if Des refused to fight, he wouldn't have got paid. Now, Des lost three straight rounds, which sucked because... But the guy was like, you know, what, 30 pounds on him or whatever, you know? I don't know. It was definitely, it was a size differential when you saw the fight.
Well, it sounded like they had some issues down in, in Brazil anyways.
Yeah, John Dodson didn't have someone to fight because the other guy he was supposed to fight was 4 pounds overweight, and it's like he decided not to. And I guess you don't get paid if you don't fight, and he was already down there. Well, so
I saw Ref Mario was taking some heat for letting a fight go way too long.
Yeah,
that was ugly.
Yeah, there was some bad fights, but you know it was, you know, that was a freebie. Tonight's not, so come on out and join us. It'll be I think that they're mixing up some of the next few cards, and we're going to get another cyborg fight here real soon. It's not
it's supposed to be 22, I think.
Yeah, 22. So that's you know. That and that's the is that the one with the heavyweight the super fight?
No, that's not till that's their July one now.
Okay,
their fight week one there.
Got but nevertheless, come on out and join fights with me tonight. It'd be a lot of fun, and we'll sit back and enjoy. I'll bring a couple t-shirts and give out a couple Pain Clinic t-shirts to everybody who wants to come out. We had a good crowd last time, so definitely come out tonight. So hey, Nick, so man, how's it going, bro?
It's going good.
I haven't seen you in a while. I mean, we Danny and I were there when you won the title. I believe, Danny.
Oh, really?
When he took Bobby it off Fish. Of Bobby Fish.
Yeah. Bobby Fish's last hurrah here in old UPW.
Yeah,
man.
Nice little send-off. Off to greener pastures, I guess I could say now.
That was kind of a neat show because you guys brought in some names. You know, you had Hornswoggle, and we got Teddy Long and everything.
He made a tag team match.
Shocker.
That's right. Everybody was asking him the whole night. Anytime they saw him, are you going to make a tag team match tonight? And he did.
Abyss was there,
and but yeah, you won the title there, and it's like and Bobby Fish, you know, and then Bobby Fish. It was a really nice at the end of the match too. You got I kind of like a send off for him and everything, but he also kind of said, hey, you know, definitely, you know, held you up and showed you out to everybody and said, this is it, you know, this is the stuff, and you have been the stuff. You're doing very well.
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a road to get there, but here I am, and
now that, you. How tall is this guy you're taking on tonight, Matic? He must be what, 6'5"?
Matic? Oh no. He's maybe a couple inches taller than me, so I'll give him 6 foot tops, but he's got some weight on me for sure.
Yeah, that's true. And this is a rematch from the merger show, which obviously didn't end to his liking.
Yeah, he lodged a formal complaint about the fact that in our triple threat match I didn't actually pin him. I pinned the other opponent, Jay Freddie. And somehow that gives them an excuse to get another title shot, but I don't have a problem with that. I have the belt, which means I'm the best, so you got to show up and be the best to have it.
That's right. To beat the best. To be the best, you have to beat the best.
That's right.
It's very cool. And so we're excited. That's the main event tonight. It's going to be a fun show. You definitely want to come out. Danny, some other shows, some other fights on the card there?
I mean, yeah, you're also going to get Sean Carr in action. You're going to get the 585 Live Championship online. You're going to get an open challenge from the Wrestling Liberation Front. You're going to get to see Cheech versus Iron Ace, and then...
Icon Ace.
Yeah.
Icon Ace,
and then Dusty Taker Invitational.
Dusty Taker Invitational.
The Dusty Taker Invitational.
And I'm sure much more, but that's what they're promoting right now.
Very cool. And it's nights like this are a perfect night to go out and check it out. And you guys start, you know, right about dusk, you know, it's like five, you know, it's starting to stay lighter later, but it's like right off Spencerport Road there. And, you know, I mean, we want to pack that joint, man, fill that place up.
Yeah, that's the fun part about being at Pineapple Jack's is now we most of our shows are going to be there. Our last building that we were doing shows at, they actually decided that they wanted to sell the building and they would no longer be renting it out to us. So we moved everything over to Pineapple Jack's, and it's a little bit smaller, but the atmosphere in there has the potential to be really great. You know, you get 100 people, a couple hundred people in there, you know, you could show up, buy a beer, have some food. They have the full menu that you can order from there. So real opportunity to have a fun time.
Definitely. And like I always say, it's like, you know, the WWE comes to town and, you spend, I don't know, you spend eight times as much to have a nosebleed seat.
I was gonna say too much.
Yeah. And then this place, $18, you get, first couple rows, if not front row. And even sometimes, you know, I mean, you're catching the wrestlers as they're getting thrown out into the crowd, you know, and sometimes not that they're going to grab you or pull you in the ring or anything, but unless you do something stupid.
And I say that was actually a funny story from that last Merge show is, and during my match, Matic and Jay Freddy had fought out into the crowd, and I jumped from the ring over the guardrail on top of them. But they were right next to a bunch of fans, and those fans, for some reason, did not want to get out of the way.
Oh, no.
They were very excited about what was going on and not even willing to pay attention to that. There was another guy that might fall on top of them, so...
You know, I think sometimes fans, you know, it's either they're brave or they're not, or their sights very narrow. I don't know because it's like, I mean, sometimes people want to be a part of the show. And if, you know, I guess
it's all about wanting to be a part of the show.
That's what I chalk it up to is that they were just excited to be that close to the action. They didn't really realize what was going on.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, in the olden days of ECW, when they were, you know, just coming up, people used to, if you sat front row and people would get launched into the gates in front of you, they would crush your knees. And I mean, it would happen all the time. I mean, when they were in Spencerport in 2003, they were getting people were. I remember it was a Samoa Joe versus Homicide, and they were throwing each other into the rails, and the rail would move a foot back every time they would fly into them. And they, of course, they had the big metal panels in front. So if you're smart, you won't get hurt, and you can be part of it almost. You can get right up in the face of people, and then, you know, Danny knows that from being out the IWF shows, right, Danny?
I mean, I've had some interesting things happen from,
yeah, you know, someone
being, although I was upset my buddy. So I wasn't there at the last show. It was the first one I missed. I was down in South Carolina the morning after the show, or no, that night, my buddy sends me a text. He goes, dude, I got to clock a guy with a cookie sheet. I'm like, oh, damn it.
I think I saw that.
If I would have been there, that might have been me.
Could have been you.
I could have been wailing on a guy with a cookie sheet.
Wow.
And that's part of the fun of showing up and actually being there.
Unless someone hands you a cookie sheet, though, fans, do not hit somebody in the head with a cookie sheet.
Do not
true.
Show up with your own baking equipment.
Slight disclaimer there.
Yeah. try not to get involved, because if you're not part of what's going on, then you'll find security will be on you very quick. And
unless you're invited to.
Yeah. So Nick, man, what a rise you've had over the years. Man, I remember when you first started with 2CW and everything, and it's like that's when the Captain character first appeared. And what a rush, the way that you gained popularity. It was really pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun for me because that was the first point really where things started picking up. At that point, I had probably been wrestling for 5-6 years. Just slowly getting the hang of things and trying to get some sort of rapport with the crowd, which is really important. And then once I switched things up and rolled out this Captain character, it really gave somebody or the people something to grab onto. So
it was pretty cool. And it's like, well, you're part of the Young and the Wrestlers before that, right?
Yeah. So if I could tie things back to tonight with the Dusty Taker Invitational.
Sure.
I've been wrestling for a little over 10 years now, and my very first matchup that I ever had was against the Dusty Taker, where I believe I was only the first or second person to actually pin him. The first person may have been Brody Lee.
Yeah, with a spike in his hand.
Yeah,
I was there at the Dome Arena. I remember that.
But yeah, I remember coming out to absolutely no reaction because nobody knew who I was, and got the big upset over Dusty Taker. And now, 10 years later, he's got his own. I don't want to say memorial tournament. He's not dead. No, maybe he's undead. He's the Dusty Taker.
The dead man.
Yeah. But yeah, so big full circle there with the Dusty Taker, really bringing in all these younger guys and helping them get a chance to show their stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, and when the Young and the Wrestlers, I believe Richard Justice or Dick Justice was part of the group.
Young Richard Justice.
Young Richard Justice. And both of you guys have found your niche doing other things now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's weird how over time you just become more and more comfortable with what you're doing in the ring. And the more comfortable you get, it really, your true personality tends to come out. So even though he has a character where he's a super cop, or he pretends to be a cop and I pretend to be a captain, and both of us are neither of those things, it really just gave an opportunity for us. We're both really, funny people. We have quick wit, so it gave us a chance to really be ourselves.
That's cool. And it's like, and both you guys can work in the ring too. And it's like, I mean, if you ever want to see something interesting, watch there's a video online of Dick Justice doing the Canadian Destroyer to Buff Bagwell, I believe it was.
Big deal.
And those, if you ever seen Dick Justice, he's a big guy. So it's like, you know, but yeah, that was, you know, and then it's kind of like and big guys can do that stuff. I mean, when we saw War Machine and Ring of Honor in Buffalo, War Machine was like bouncing off the second rope, doing stunners and all sorts of things, you know, and it's like these guys on TV, they come out and they just do this power game. But when they're allowed to open it up, when, you know, on like a quote unquote house show or live event, whatever they call them. These guys, you know, show you that, you know, they may look like big guys, but they're cartwheeling around the damn ring, and they're I'm excited for them to come to WWE. So that's cool. I'm glad, you know, we're going to go to break on that, come back. Anyone has a question, 222-1280, star 1280. We got to talk about the big show tonight. That's right, UPW. That's right, Pineapple Jacks. You cannot miss that. Spencerport Road, cannot miss that. Come on out tonight. And you get to see the champ there take on the guy that, you know. And by the way, did Manic had a belt too coming in, right?
Well, he had the UPW Heavyweight Championship and lost it to Bobby Fish, where I kind of snuck in and won it from Bobby Fish, but he didn't have anything coming in. He's part of a small group that call themselves the Vile Society. And a couple of the other guys there have belts, I believe.
That's true. So, well, I was going to say, because I thought it was like maybe you're merging the heavyweight titles on that show, but nevertheless, we'll get the rematch tonight. It's going to be very, very cool. Check it out. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The stars have aligned to say what I've been saying since I've come back to Raw, that 2018 is the year of the Miz. If you're looking for trouble. But what I can't deal with is SmackDown Live management obsessing over Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And I'm not just talking about you, Daniel. I'm talking to you too, Shane. You see, every time you guys make a decision based on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, it affects me. I know you feel for them. I also know that more than anything in this world, you would love to compete in this ring. But Daniel, what you're doing...
Wait. Hold on, Shane. What exactly is it that I'm doing?
I think it's pretty plain to see. I think everyone is seeing it. You are living vicariously through Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And coming out and joining me tonight, Salvatore's at the garage door, 10 o'clock tonight. Got plenty of time to go to the UPW show tonight. That's right. The UPW show will be at Pineapple Jack's. And you definitely do not want to miss it. Valentine's Day Massacre. It sounds like there's going to be a massacre, I guess.
Very dark name. It's grim.
Well, it's just the time of the year. If you're not in love, you might as well go to a massacre. Why not?
I guess.
Well, we got that going on tonight, too. But after that, come on out.
It'll be a lot more fun than a massacre. Sorry.
That's true. That's true. And I think massacre is just a relative term. You know, it's like, I guess because the real Valentine's Day massacre, I think, happened in Chicago. And it was a bunch of mobsters who just gunned down each other in the middle of the street. So,
yeah, we're not doing that at Pineapple Jack's. Yeah, you're right.
Don't worry about that. Just come in. It's got some great action. Danny, any more matches on that card that we haven't gone through yet?
No, that's what they are promoting as the card. I think right now it's
open-ended stuff. But yeah, like he said, you're going to see guys like Sean Carr coming from Binghamton. Jay Freddy is coming up from Syracuse. We'll have our very own Colin Delaney, who we've seen on 205 Live and SmackDown.
Yeah, he was up here for your last show, too. He came up and promoted the Merge show.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he'll be there as well. And then, of course, all your favorite local wrestlers as well.
Yeah, there's a 585 Live championship match for Jeremy Jensen versus Eric Rosencraft.
Yeah, and if people aren't familiar with that as well, the 585 Live title is something that we do where we stream it live over our Facebook. So it's usually the first match of the night, and then you get kind of a free sample of what's going on, and they'll air that over Facebook Live.
That's pretty cool, you know? I mean, and we mentioned Colin a second ago. Colin's still the trainer for UPW, right?
Since you last talked to him, I'm currently taking things over from him right now. So I'm actually the lead trainer up at the Kayfabe Dojo UPW Wrestling School now.
Hey, why don't you hit it then and let people know? I mean, listen, you can, if you ever wanted to do this, there's an avenue here in Rochester in which you can.
Yeah. I talk to people all the time, and they have no idea, that there's even wrestling in Rochester, and B, that there's an opportunity for them to try to get involved as well. So we have a training school here in Rochester, right in Charlotte off of Lake Avenue on Boxart Street. But about three nights a week, we'll be up there, and we train people from everything, learning how to fall, running the ropes, getting the basics. And that's the good thing about having that here in Rochester is that we have, of course, UPW involved. So you have a platform. Once you learn all the proper techniques, you'll be able to jump right onto live shows and actually wrestle in front of people.
That's cool. And there's a lot of students that have come up through that school that you'll see tonight at the UPW Valentine's Day Massacre show. But it's really cool, you know, and it's great to have this avenue in town. And the funny thing is, we've been on the air for 20 years and still nobody knows you guys are in town. That kind of makes me feel...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it makes me feel, you know, it's kind of, you know, I do roller derby on the side too. And it's like, I talk about, they go, oh, you got do we have a team in Rochester? It's like, we've got a men's and a women's team, okay? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I guess you have to be just look in the right places.
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit of people not necessarily going out of their way to search for it. But, of course... anytime something like that happens, it opens up a door where we could be doing a better job advertising it. So
true. And it's one of those things that really works with word of mouth stuff too. Cause you get people who are like, I was going out to the bar and there was a wrestling show there. And it's like, okay, so then they tell somebody and then it kind of like catches fire like that. You know, I mean, you know, I always tell people, it's like, there's ways to get advertising without paying for it. It's just like sending out press releases or just like having some sort of crazy event. Like, you guys remember when Ian Decay was going to jump the Upper Falls? No, yikes. You guys remember that?
Still waiting for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but he kept putting things on like on social media and stuff, and then apparently the day it was going to happen, there was like a police force waiting for him. Yikes. And it didn't happen. But I mean, it's like there's ways to get the word out, and I think there's a lot of kids out there who want to learn how to wrestle. I mean, we get calls all the time from kids who, you know, love wrestling, want to be like their favorite stars. So they have an avenue now. Is there a phone number or a webpage they can go to or something?
I believe if you just go to the Upstate Pro Wrestling Facebook, we just opened up a new website. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It might be upstatepro wrestling.com, but there's definitely a link on the UPW Facebook page for that, and then they have all the information for the Kayfabe Dojo wrestling school there as well.
Very cool. And it's like, and you learn from this guy who, like he said, is a 10-year vet in this business. And, you know, you learn the basics and then you build upon that. Is it one of the hardest things, I think, to learn in wrestling? Probably the how to cut a promo. Is that seemed like some people have it come natural and then you can't do the physical part. Then there's other people who are like just absolutely, you know, Adonis is in there and can do the wrestling but can't do the talk. So what do you find it's harder for new people coming in?
I find it's a little bit, not to be vague, but something that kind of covers both things, the physical and the talking, because people tend to get shy around talking or they're not necessarily natural public speakers. So there's just like a fear of like, I don't know what's going to happen or I don't know what to say or how they're going to react. And then on the physical side is learning how to fall and throwing yourself on the ground is something that absolutely doesn't come natural to people. As a matter of fact, it's the least natural thing because everybody learns to like stop themselves when they start to fall.
Yeah. You spend your whole life trying not to fall.
Exactly. So there's these like mental fears or mental roadblocks where people have to realize, hey, it's going to be okay. And just a bit of a hurdle that they got to jump. So it's really just knocking down small fears that people don't realize that they have.
Now, quick question. You know, this is for people who haven't trained before, and I remember doing this way, way back in the day, a long time ago. Do you still get a kick out of watching people run the ropes for the first time and getting the bruising and all that good stuff, and when they find out it's not as easy as it looks?
Oh, yeah. It's I don't want to say it's one of my favorite things, but that's one of the – there's a lot of things that go into wrestling training where people have an outside perception from watching it that they think it goes a certain way, or they look at it and they go, oh, I could do that. And then when it comes time to actually get in there and do it, they realize it is totally different. And running the ropes is one of those things. For people that don't realize, the ropes are, they're usually made of either actual rope that's strung really tight or steel cable that just has a rubber hose over it to keep people from getting cut up. But the ropes are really, really stiff. So the first time that people go to run them or hit the ropes, as we say, they throw their bodies into it and realize real quickly that it's not soft at all. And usually the first couple weeks after doing it, you'll have two or three bruises going right across your back. But after that, your body gets used to it and it becomes more natural. But yeah, just seeing their face when they go, oh, this is not what I thought it was.
I remember the Tough Enough show that was on MTV and they made them run the ropes. And it's like, and then they sat there and compared their bruises on, and then people, some of them were covered from their armpit down to their hip, just completely red and purple.
And those were WWE ropes. Those were real ropes, too.
Yeah.
So at our school, we have cables, which are a bit stiffer. And I remember, again, I started wrestling 10 years ago, so I was a teenager when I was doing this and came home the first couple weeks, and I'm taking my shirt off after practice, and my mom comes in and sees just these bruises going across my shoulders and, like, towards the top of my butt, and it's just like, oh, man, what are you doing there? But, yeah, I couldn't have had more fun doing it.
Cool. And that really is, there's a lot of litmus tests in the beginning when you want to train. And, you know, if you know, cardio is another thing. You have to have good cardio because if you don't, your arms are going to drop 2 minutes into the match because you're exhausted. You're going to be bent over, breathing heavy. These guys are athletes. Everyone you see in that ring is an athlete. And it's like, and also a perfect, you know, good training will allow anyone else not to get hurt. You know, I mean, that's another thing that they aim for is not to get injured, because if you get injured, then you know you're taking money out of your pocket.
So, yeah, that's rule number one.
Yeah, do not hurt anybody else. So we're gonna go to the break right now on this. We'll be back with Nick Ando, the UPW heavyweight champion. On the flip side, you are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Next week on the Pain Clinic, we have some tickets to give away. That's right, for Jackpot Live Wrestling. It's inside the Paddock Room Event Center at Batavia Downs on February 24th. Doors open at 5 p.m., 6 p.m. bell time. Who's going to be there? Who's going to be there? You want to know who's going to be there? Al Snow is going to be there, as well as Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart.
That's Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, the Paddock Room Event Center. You can get tickets at bataviaconcerts.com. $10 general admission, $5 for children 10 and under. Ringside seats are sold out already. Adult tickets can be redeemed for $10 in free play by taking it to the Players Club. Concessions will be available. Come check it out. February 24th at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. And we'll be giving tickets away for that next week here on the Pain Clinic.
I'm Al Snow. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Sorry about that. There's no station that he just mentioned. It's actually Fox Sports 1280. Yes. I had some problems with my home computer this morning. I usually do the sounds when I'm setting up in the morning, and for some reason, the computer decided to give me this blue screen of death. Now, I don't think you see that anymore in Windows 7, since Windows 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, but yes, it happened. So, nevertheless, sorry about that. But, hey, welcome back to the show. I won't reap upon it. We've got UPW Heavyweight Champion Nick Ando in the studio, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and I'm the Cash Man. And we got one last segment, which, you know, they got the big show tonight at Pineapple Jackson. I got to think, you guys merged two companies. You're going to merge two crowds, too, so I can imagine it's going to be packed.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Like I said before, what we're really trying to do is build up this idea of being at Pineapple Jack's. It's a fun place to be. And more important than having a ton of people there, what I like, at least, is a great atmosphere. If you could get a crowd that's really excited and really about what's going on, that's what makes a difference.
Very cool. We guys want to squeeze some news in before we end the show? I mean, we did a little bit. Apparently, the WWE's mixed match challenge is doing terrible.
Well, if you watch, you can see how many people are watching live, and every week it gets lower. And
oh,
lower.
You can see. Oh, that's right. It's on Facebook Live, much like us.
Bummer though. I just watched my first episode yesterday, and it was actually really fun. Like, yeah. I thought the matches, it gave people a chance to do something totally different, or like a different side of things.
I mean, so far, I think the best thing to absolutely come out of this has to be the pairing of Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I know. Like the biggest
that is gold.
The biggest person possible and the smallest person possible.
It's a fun little thing to watch, and they give them a little time, and you can see them work and everything. Yeah. The problem is they were trying out to see if Facebook Live was actually a component that they could use in their negotiations for their network stuff coming up, because I know Amazon and Facebook wanted to put in bids on their programming. So if it's going low, that might be an avenue that they can't justify, and they can't get the money they want.
I think they need to do something crazy on it that the only people who saw it, only know about it, saw it on it. But yeah, I mean, it's an additional match, a mixed match challenge, and you know, it's a tournament. That ever, you know, we're going to come down to like one big winner at the end of it. And if it fails miserably, you'll never see it again. So let's hope it does, and keep watching it, folks. Some other news. Shane McMahon, not after SmackDown aired this past week, decided to make the WWE title at Fastlane a fatal four way now. Because it's funny, as Nick, you mentioned one guy and having problems with two becoming a three way like you were in. It's like, now we've got AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. I think people are getting tired of the three ways with those guys, or two against one or whatever. And so now we're going to get the winner of Ziggler versus Baron Corbin is going to be added to that for Fastlane. It ought to be interesting. It's mixing it up a little bit right before WrestleMania. But I don't know how much real difference it's going to matter.
That's something they always like to do anyway, right before WrestleMania, is throw a random one at you just to see how people react.
So. Yeah, and originally the arena that's having Fastlane had a promo out that had a five-way, so we still might get someone else added. Originally it was Shinsuke Nakamura, but, I mean, with him already having a title shot at WrestleMania, there's no reason for him to actually be in it, so we'll see what happens.
True. Another piece of news. Seth Rollins is now going to be teaming up with Finn Balor this Monday. Is there someone else he can get hurt on him while he's teaming up with him? He's had the worst luck. You know, all the injuries that have fallen with his partners. And it's like, I mean, originally they were going to set, there's going to be a Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose match at WrestleMania when they broke up. Can't do that now with Dean Ambrose hurt. And then they were going to try to do it with Jason Jordan. Well, Jason Jordan couldn't feel his hands. If you can't feel, get grip with your power, grip with your hands, you shouldn't be in the wrestling ring. And so he had neck surgery this past week. Hopefully he'll come back with.
It's funny, just hours before he had it, his wife put out that he wasn't having surgery and that he was fine and just going to have some time off the road.
Yeah, and then it came out he had surgery. Yeah. WWE put out that he had surgery. And
just because I'm a person of questionable morals, I did get a kick out of the kind of dark meme someone posted where it's on top, it's a picture of Jason Jordan. It's like, can't wrestle, has to undergo minor neck surgery. And then below, it's a picture of Kurt Angle. His father won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
So we'll see. Maybe we'll get a Seth Rollins, Finn Balor now at WrestleMania.
Another injury thing that I hadn't heard until I listened to the Edge and Christian podcast yesterday. Remember how we were sitting at the Royal Rumble and their tweet came out that Tamina was probably not going to be in it?
Yeah, oh, I saw that, yeah.
She worked it with a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, she injured 2 days before.
Because she didn't want to miss the show, and she had surgery this past week.
Yeah, 2 days before, she tore a rotator cuff in a match on SmackDown. And yeah, that, remember when I came in, I thought that she was done. And then she showed up, it's like, whoa. I guess no surprise for that number. But
they said she couldn't do any more damage, so she went through with working.
Wow. And after you get done with UPW, Valentine's Day's Massacre show tonight, you can, if you're not coming out to UFC, hang out with me. You can check out Ring of Honor. They're going to run their show, Honor Reigns Supreme, live on the internet. It's going to be live on ROH website, Facebook Live, and FITE, Fight TV app, which is interesting because they're testing out their capabilities and what they can do live. They want to try something different. And it seems like we were talking earlier with Mr. Van Slyke, he said that they're now, you know, they're doing, what was it again? The app that the people are doing?
Twitch. House of Hardcore is using it.
Yeah. So Twitch is like another streaming service, and now Ring of Honor is trying to see. But the show, if you want to see tonight, it's going to feature Cody, Marty Scurll, Adam Page versus the Kingdom, those three versus the Kingdom, the Young Bucks versus Best Friends. Dalton Castle is going to be on it with the boys. It's going to be a pretty, you know, so check that out tonight when you get done with the UPW
show.
You're
airing that for free?
For free.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So
did you see they announced something about their own streaming service?
The Honor Club.
The Honor Club? No, I haven't seen it. What was that? Danny, you know about that?
I mean, essentially, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's going to mimic the WWE Network, but yeah, it will be their own streaming service. I might be wrong. Pretty much what it sounds like now, it's just going to give you access to everything that's already happened.
Like ROH TV?
Yep. A lot of ROH archived stuff. And then I think a tie-in is if you're also a subscriber to Honor Club, you get their pay-per-view events for half off.
Oh, really?
So it's not quite where the WWE is, but still, it's a great option.
No, it's a
and you get a lot
great
of great
start.
Stuff for that. And I believe it's at the same price point of $9.99 a month.
$9.99 a month.
Or they give you a discount if you go for the full year.
Pretty cool. But you can see it tonight for free on Ring of Honor website. But, hey, we got to get out of here. I want to thank you so much for Nick Ando for coming up here. The captain.
Thank you very much.
The champ of UPW. He's fighting tonight. Definitely want to catch that match as well as all the shows. It's all the matches. It starts at 5:30. Doors open 5:30. The matches start at 6. Get the Dusty Taker Invitational. You can't miss that. You cannot miss that. You know, as well, there's a whole slew of great matches tonight, a lot of great athletes. And thank you so much for giving us some time, man. You're welcome anytime to come up again, brother.
Awesome. I'd love to do it. Thanks,
yeah, I appreciate
guys.
That. You do a great job. And we're excited. 10 years in a business. You ought to be having a party or something, man. 10 years.
I'm going to crack a bottle of wine at Pineapple Jack's.
All right. And that's right. The after party, you definitely want to hang out. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. And we'll be back next week here on Fox Sports 1280. You can listen to any of our past shows on iTunes as well as thepainclinic.net. We'll see you next week, folks.